You're listening to Autumn on the Air, the weekly podcast that brings you conversations about the impact of research commercialization and the people who make it happen. Join us for interviews with patent and licensing professionals, innovators, entrepreneurs, and tech transfer leaders on the issues and trends that matter most. Keep listening for an inside track on the people, IP policies, and politics changing our world.
In the world of tech transfer, hearing diverse perspectives from all corners of the globe isn't just about understanding how things are done elsewhere. It's also about tapping into fresh ideas that we can apply right here in our own organizations. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Yoichi Oshima, Vice President for Government and Industry Relations at Tokyo Tech. With a background in electronics engineering, Yoichi-san has extensive experience in patent examination and semiconductor-related fields. He has held various roles, including professorships and directorships at institutions like Tohoku University and the Japan Patent Office. He's currently a key figure in fostering collaboration between academia and industry at Tokyo Tech's Open Innovation Platform. As an expert in semiconductors, intellectual property, and innovation analysis, Yoichi-san has co-authored multiple publications, including Intellectual Property Overview for Engineers. Welcome, Yoichi-san. I'm so excited to have you here on the podcast.
Hi, I'm Yoichi. Nice meeting you.
It is so nice to meet you as well. And thank you so much for doing this in person here in beautiful San Diego. And I thought I would start things off by asking you a little bit about your background. Tell us, how did you end up transitioning from electronics engineering to your current role?
Let's see, start from my business careers. I have started with semiconductor design engineers in the private company. And I spent 3 years. As you know, the silicon industry has a silicon cycle.
Yes.
And it is almost 3 years. So I have just finished one cycle. Then I understand from the design to the manufacturing. So I feel, okay, now let's move on the next step. And when I think about next step, I like much more idea side rather than the practical side. So I choose a patent. It's a very dreamable system. Now, when I think about move on the patent department, my wife advised that, why don't you go to the Japan patent office? It's the best way to run the patent system. Well, that's a great idea, I think. So I tried to make Japanese very high-level educational testing. But fortunately, I can pass. So I became a patent examiner. And I spent about 20 or more than years to make a patent examinations. Now I understand, okay, patent is good not enough to make a realization. I need more practical side this time. So I like to move from the invention world to the innovation world. That's why now I came here. That's my brief story of my life.
That is quite a background. And I have to say, I do know, I'm a patent attorney myself, that the exam to become an examiner in Japan is very, very difficult, and to become a patent attorney is very, very difficult. And so congratulations on passing, and then to spend 20 years, that was quite a career.
Just a rookie.
Yes. There you go. So I wanted to ask you, Yoichi-san, collaboration between academia and industry is such a crucial aspect of innovation. Could you share some insights into how you've seen this collaboration evolve over the years, especially in the realm of semiconductors?
Okay, let's start from the talk about innovations. I believe innovation is recognized as a diversity times the networking. And diversity of technology is a very going growth so speedy. And it means we need more networking to integrate this diversity element. So look at the semiconductor industry. The chip size is almost same as 10 years ago, but the inside is totally different. The density of the device is much more higher than the 10 years ago. It means there are so many diversity elements in that area, and they will connect it to a very complicated networking. So I think the if you think about the innovation side, the diversity and networking, these two essential elements is very important.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think we're going to come back to diversity in a little bit here. But before we do, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your background, because as you mentioned, you have extensive experience in patent examination. You said you were an examiner for 20 years. So you have a lot of information about examination and intellectual property. Can you tell us how you see the role of intellectual property shaping the landscape of tech transfer, particularly today when things are so fast-paced in terms of technological advancements?
Yeah, I believe although patent has a speed and a problem, but still the best way to effective system to transfer the technology. Because if you choose the closing system such as thread secret, it's very difficult to transfer to the others. Yes. Yep. So only the patent is a open way to transfers. So we need to think about the based on the patent system, how we can make efficient these systems.
No, absolutely. And Yoichi-san, with your experience as a visiting professor and your current role at Tokyo Tech's Open Innovation Platform, what strategies have you found most effective in fostering innovation within academic institutions while ensuring relevance to industry needs?
Okay. Recent industry needs is not so clear. They face a very difficult situations. For example, COVID-19 or the climate change or the carbon neutral, this kind of the social issues the company has faced that first time. So at that time, they are asking for the university to seek new technologies, but they don't know what they'd like to do by themselves. So in this period, we can work on the design thinking way. It means we can ask to the question and to get the answer and prototyping the ideas of the solutions. Then now they are asking for the another questions for the, our proposal. So to continue this kind of the process, finally they got idea that what they want to do reality. That process is very important. So for the technology transfer professional, this kind of the justification between the request, the truly request to find out is a very essential works for the professionals, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, we saw that with COVID-19 and we're seeing it now with all that we're facing with respect to climate change for sure.
Yes.
So Yoichi-san, I want to go back to diversity because as you know, and as you alluded to a little bit before, innovation thrives on diversity of thought and experience. Could you speak a little bit more to any experiences or initiatives that you've been involved in that promote diversity and inclusivity within the tech transfer space?
Okay. I have two examples. The one example is to network with local universities. Tokyo Tech is campus is in Tokyo, so it's a kind of the cosmopolitan cities. So this type of the university has limited space. So we are always fighting the space.
Yes, in Japan, space is definitely an issue. Yes,
but whether a local university, they have a large spaces. It means if we can collaborate with local universities, we can get the space for the experiment. On the other hand, the local university, they are not having a chance to show their technology to the customers. But we have a lot of customers. So if we can collaborate, we can show our customers to their technologies, and they can provide some kind of the experimental space. So when we talk about the local universities, let's work with complementary way, not to equivalent way. That's a way. Then it means we have a lot of the resources from the not only of cosmopolitan area, but also local area. So we made a collaboration agreement with Hokkaido and Kyushu. These are very small universities, but still they have good technologies. So it's one of the way to make a diversity in our university. And the other one is we are trying to make a collaboration with women's universities. They don't have the engineering faculties department in these years, but they are trying to make a new one. And they are making an engineering department, but from our side, it's not the same as ours. Because when I think about engineering, we are thinking about the mechanics or robotics or chemicals or something like a very essential issues. But their engineering faculty is kind of the artistic and the creative, something anyway different. So, but they don't have, because they have just started, they don't have enough customers. So we can collaborate with this kind of this industry and academia relationship. So this will be a very complementary way too. So that's a way to our diversity development. This is a two kind of a system we are trying.
Well, thank you. Those are two very good examples. And I wanted to switch now because I'm really curious about your role as a senior aide to the president at Tokyo Tech. So how does this position intersect with your work in government and industry relations, and what unique opportunities or challenges does it present?
Okay. Our university has this system. Not only me, but we have also some of the senior aides to the president. And my mission is related to the semiconductor issues. So my president has some kind of a chance to think about national planning, for example, how to grow up the semiconductor engineers or more efficiently or something like that. At that time, I can help him to develop his ideas more globally. So it's kind of the mentorship, I think.
Yeah, that's and mentorship is so important, right? That's how all of us grow in our careers and develop.
Yeah, because the position of the president has many different chances they can meet, not like us. So we have a very good opportunity to know that the top of the people, what kind of the issues they are talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
and of course, we can provide some kind of idea to make a reality by through of the present. That's one of the things I'm very interested in.
Yuichi-san, I wanted to also ask you, as someone who's deeply involved in academia and industry, how do you see the current state of tech transfer, and what do you envision for its future, especially in light of all the emerging technologies, whether it's AI or IoT, things like that?
Okay, just I mentioned that diversity is growing, and this will be a continue to the growing up, I think. And look at the autumn. It used to be just for the American universities.
Yes, it's grown internationally, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's here I am talking to you.
Yeah, that's just make a chance to speak this kind of situations. So more the diversity has been there growing up, the more chance to the network with a very global way. So IoT is one of the technology to transfer. and AI is too. And the key point is a digital technology, I believe. Once you get the digital data, then we can make the collaboration. Even if the first generated ideas and how to use the data. So digital technology can make us much more cross communications rather than the previous day.
Now, given all your expertise, I'm curious, what advice would you offer to tech transfer professionals who are seeking to navigate the complexity of intellectual property, industry collaboration, and innovation management?
I think be proud of the professional networking. And this is essentially important for innovations. So please be a good innovator helper or innovator assistant. That's a way I believe that this professional should be respecting from the others.
I think that's really, really great advice. So thank you for sharing that. And I want to switch gears again. And you're an author of a book, from what I understand, entitled Intellectual Property Overview for Engineers, which I think, given all your experience as a patent examiner, is, I'm sure, a very, very valuable resource. Can you share some key insights from your book and also from your personal experience that you believe are particularly relevant for our audience of tech transfer professionals?
Okay. This is a very old book. And the reason I wrote this book is at that time, when I teach the IPs to the engineers, there is no good textbook. It means the old textbook talk about only a legal system, but the engineer cannot understand the legal issues. They are interested in how to make their idea to make a patent. So I focus on that point. So this book is a very basic knowledge how to develop their idea to the patent. And this will be still the same concept, I believe. And I said this book, patent is a dream. No, patent is a tool to becoming your dream come true. So that's why you learned how to make your idea to the patent. So for the professional, this is a same situation. All of the engineers have a dream. Their ideas come through the real product or services. So please help them to make their dreams come true.
Yeah, and that tends to be the problem with books on intellectual property. And I don't think it's unique to really any jurisdiction. There's either books that are very technical that are written for lawyers or patent agents, or they're too basic, like somebody who, you know, is just starting out and they're not specific for any technology. So that it sounds like there was a real need for your book. So congratulations on that, even though it's older. So, Yoichi-san, before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, are there any upcoming projects or initiatives at Tokyo Tech that you're particularly excited about?
Okay. I'd like to introduce our challenges for the Expo. In 2025, we have Expo in Osaka in Japan. And as you know, Expo is a kind of the artificial architectures, the pavilion building up. But this time, they provided the Cyber Expo too.
Wow, that's really interesting.
So it means even if you are now in the Japan, you can join.
Participate.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
And we provided a kind of the metaverse technology showcase. So anybody from the universities or public organization, you can bring your own technology ideas on this Metaverse Technology Showcase.
That's really awesome. That's really neat. So anyone from around the world that's really
even if an individual or in the university, we can accept all of the styles because it's just a Metaverse. So you can arrange by yourself, by your own taste. And if we can continue this project, and As you know, after finish the expo, all of the pavilion has been reset, the same as before. But this will be we can leave this system, metaverse system, because we can just close the idea, but we can reopen to the.
That's just, really incredible.
Just one switch, so we can make this kind of the dreams with all of the global situations, and we'd like to move on to the next step from the open innovations.
Wow, that's really exciting. So we'll have to watch for that next year.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, very exciting. Well, Yoichi-san, thank you so much for joining me here in beautiful San Diego today and for taking the time out of your schedule to talk to us. We're really excited. You're our first guest from Japan, and this was very insightful. So thank you for sharing all your background and your expertise with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm very enjoying these conversations. Thank you.
And with that, we wrap up our chat with Yoichi Oshima. Big thanks to Yoichi-san for sharing his wisdom with us today. From industry academia collaboration to the nitty-gritty of intellectual property, he's given us plenty to think about. Thanks so much for tuning in, and stick around for more awesome chats on tech transfer and all things innovation.
Thanks for listening to Autumn on the Air with Lisa Mueller. Get social with us and share your thoughts. You can tweet us at AUTM or visit us online at AUTM.net. We'll be back next week on the air. Be sure to join us.